If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's John Hansen's Judgment Hour here on WGN.
Lest ye be judged.
Okay. David, you got to come out of that with Miracle Method. Okay. First of all, let's reset again what you do. Because you talk about resurfacing and people think, oh, you're going to redo my wood floors. That's not what you're about. Your company is more specific about the tile, right?
Right. I think tile is one of the best applications for it. But really, surface refinishing, anything from bathtubs to tile, kitchen counters.
Concrete?
We can do that too. And we certainly do that in more commercial settings. Residentially, we're spending a lot of time in bathrooms and kitchens.
Wow. Okay, so what do you do? Like, I mean, we're talking about like an old tile that we don't like the look of it and we want to change it?
This is a great, great call that I'll get, especially from our listeners who have really nice tile. It's in great shape, but it's pink. Or I think Jeremy already mentioned the avocado green tub and these type of things where you have really nice stuff, mud set tile, different timelines, budgets, that sort of thing will play into a great Miracle Method project.
Kitchen too, right?
And a kitchen too, yeah. Let's use the example of a kitchen counter where you might have a laminate countertop or even Corian, some of these solid surfaces, granite even, that you just don't like the color. The cost might be quite high to replace. It depends on how big your kitchen is. But you're almost always getting a new sink if you do that and working with plumbers and maybe you disturb the backsplash. So refinishing a kitchen countertop can alleviate all that stress. You get that done in about a day and a half. Have a good-looking counter. It's still functional. And you've moved on to put your money where it matters most.
So I have a granite countertop. It's black, but it's got like speckled things. Yes. It's a little out of date. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like it's got like silver popping in. I don't love it so much.
Okay.
What could you do for me?
So it's the same idea, that surface refinishing piece. So we start by cleaning everything and removing caulk in places between the backsplash or something of that nature. And then you're effectively updating the look of that counter with acrylic and resin system. And in a case, I'll tell you, with granite, one of the calls that we'll get often are that they want to try a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you really want a light colored kitchen counter, but never thought about it. It's cost prohibitive to rip out all the granite, put in white
to try it,
just to try, and then end up hating it. So we can lighten the color for things. You could live with that for a couple of years. Then you go with your demo project.
Mm. Mm. I like that.
I like that idea too.
Well, here's my question then. Because I told you that we had a backsplash that was a tile, these small tiles that were a bunch of different colors, but I liked the texture of it. Some of them popped out a little bit. It wasn't flat. It added some dimension to it. So I went to a big box place and bought what seemed to be something to do. It was not easy. I mean, it took up three full days of my life, and it looks fine, but it's already in a couple places starting to not look so great. Is that a lot of who you're competing against? People like me who are like, I can do this.
We run into DIY folks, and that's not a bad thing. I think what sets us apart is doing it every day. And so a project that might take you 3 or 4 days, we could probably do in one day. And in a backsplash situation, we're almost always out of there in one day.
And you also mentioned the seal, like the I didn't pull the caulk.
Yeah.
No, I just like painted
over.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So there's things, there's tips and tricks that you pick up along the way, and we've been doing this for over a decade. And so that the team that I have assembled here in Chicagoland is quite good, and they're quite capable of really wowing the customer.
Now, Jeremy.
Two of our most common calls for showers is, one, the plumber came in, our valve was broken, they had to hack it. They claim they do it nicely. They don't do it nicely. They cut into the tile and then they're like, hey, your valve, you can just tile it. And then the other one is like a loose tile, like one or two tiles that came off. So we'll show up. Yes, we can help you. However, we can't match this tile anymore because it's 30 to 50 years old, and it's rigorous. Like it takes a long time. We got to do it right. We got to maybe pull more stuff. Can you help in those scenarios where it's like, hey, look, you don't need to retile? And of course, we'll tell customers, yeah, we'll retile it if you want us to. But it is costly.
A lot.
It's an investment. So, and time. So how do you help those customers during that time? Like, how do you patch it? How do you make it pretty again?
Yeah, both effective ways to deal with the situation. We'll always, first of all, come out to the home and visit and explore the options. And if you're working with plumbers to actually solve a valve issue, and sometimes you have those, that we can limit the destruction.
Nice.
And then, yes, go ahead and retile. In a lot of cases, you've got 4x4 tile, or you have certain size tile that makes sense that's still available. It doesn't matter what color it is.
Correct.
We patch that wall, then we're refinishing over everything to match.
So you'll still do that work.
Yes,
yeah. And you'll put still, the tile in. Okay.
So then you're still saving a lot of money because then you're not having to retile the whole thing.
All right.
You can always go to the grenade approach.
The grenade approach. I like.
Do you ever use acrylics?
I gotta take a break. I'm sorry.
Could you just host this show?
Does Hochberg do this with his hand?
A lot.
He does this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just this.
This is the...
or this.
Yes.
Okay. There's this signal, too. A lot of this signal.
This you got to watch on Facebook to know what Jeremy's doing.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Take a break. John Hanson in for... we'll give your phone number out or email.
Yeah, 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/WGN.
All right, that's David Haas from Miracle Method. I've got some follow-up questions. You do, too. 312-981-7200. After this, John for David. Home Sweet Home Chicago at 11:49 on WGN. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Still got an hour and 10 minutes of this program. We'll do Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. After that, our crew today from PermaSeal, it's Joel Spencer, Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Jeremy Hogel, our Mega Pros, Jer. I like that shortcut, a Jer. Have you always been a Jer?
I've always been a Jer.
I like that. I always give you the full Jeremy treatment.
No, Jer. Jer works. Jer. Those that know me.
And I know you.
You do know me. That's true.
I'm gonna change you in my phone to Jer.
Deal. I like it.
All right. I gotta update that.
We've been chatting. Mega Pros
Jer. Mega Pros Jer. David Haas, we've been chatting with you in Miracle Method. Basically, just you answering a bunch of my questions about what I can do with my kitchen. But no, I don't like the finish on my black countertop. There's nothing wrong with it. It's in great shape. I painted the tile behind the backsplash. I did an okay job at it. I've seen YouTube videos of products I can buy for the countertop. And I got to say, there's something about the surface that's flat, either the cabinet or either the counter or the floor. I did a floor. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Seems way worse and way harder to do. The countertops, you guys can – so is it grand – like any surface they can
any
cover?
Any surface is possible. Absolutely.
On the countertops.
And that's why we'll come visit you and see what's going on and what you like, what you don't like. If it's just the color, this is going to be something that we can take care of very easily.
You've got
a lot of colors to choose from, and there's different sort of textures and grays and earth tones and all this sort of thing. So you find something that you like that complements what you've got going on, and it'll be a lot less mess than ripping it out.
Right. The one thing that you guys don't do as much of is like that stone look with the sweeping long veins.
It's cultured marble.
Yeah. Or like these epoxy looking finishes. There's a lot of DIY stuff out there that allow folks to do that. I would just encourage people that are considering that to just keep researching, because you really get one shot, and then your second chance is the demo.
Sure.
And the swirling doesn't quite look exactly like you think it's
going
to.
The colors change.
I've played a lot around with epoxies, and I think the one thing that I learned is having a talented crew to execute that will significantly reduce your downtime and the stress and the trouble that you might have.
Yeah, the DIY stuff. I love DIY stuff. I've done a lot. Did my basement for the most part. But it's recognizing the areas you're not good at.
Yes.
First of all, electricity. I don't mess at all with that. Plumbing, I don't mess with. The roof, I don't. And these are why all the WGN sponsors I've been calling. And I'm not going to mess with the countertop, because we've looked at those products and we know it's a one-stop, one-shot method. And to call someone like you... Sure, it may be a little more expensive than me buying it and doing it myself, but it is not cost prohibitive to most people to have you guys come out and redo their counters, right?
And it's going to last a long time. And I think that when we're talking about refreshing surfaces, they're going to give you another 10 or 15 years and maybe more if you take care of it. I mean, we have customers from over 15 years ago that are still quite happy. And I think sometimes colors go out of style before this stuff will go bad. I mean,
exactly.
That's a good point.
There's a difference between putting some DIY, you know, big box retailer on your bathtub, and you know, some that stuff just won't last that long.
I'm just bummed out I didn't call you guys before I did a bath. You do bathroom floors, right?
We can
a
do
tile
that.
Floor.
Right, right. And actually, bathroom tile is so neat, and there's a nice little space where you like the pattern. And so, I mean, we've done so many different types of bathroom floors that the tile is in great shape. it's that hexagon. It's a small, it's large. They want to maintain some integrity of that style and just sort of updating the color and making it easier to clean. So now you're, maybe contaminated grout or things that we see when you're out and about, even in public spaces, you see how dirty some things can get. So this is, acrylic and resin system going over top of the tile and grout and making one easy cleaning process now.
It seals everything, right? You mentioned wet set. Is that what you demoed? Do you know what
I demoed a tile floor. It looked like Italian terracotta or something. I don't even know what it was. It was the hardest. I had to call my dad.
Okay.
Who was, as soon as I call, he's like, oh, what do they do now? Because I had started to demo the floor past the point of no return.
But you were able to lift the tiles
up. We got the tiles out. We scraped out all the mortar. I went down to the backer board. It was wet around the toilet, so I had to replace it.
It was a nightmare.
And then I had to do the orange thing that I'm laying down and I'm an idiot.
The orange thing. Well,
because it wasn't in bad shape. The floor. Now it turns out there was a little water underneath around the toilet. It wasn't too bad. We would have caught that.
Yeah, or
it was still going to be fine for another few years. It wasn't a dire.
Dave, do you pull the? Yes,
yeah, so we would absolutely pull the toilet in that case if we're working on that floor.
So you would have seen it.
Yeah, we would have seen it, and then we could have addressed it, and then you have that decision where is it time to do? Yeah, right.
Well, you could still fix that too. Well,
I think so. And
it wasn't a big space.
We just don't want to sell you something that we can't promise and we can't finish and feel good about.
Here's the point I'm making is that the tile was fine, the quality of it.
Yeah,
right.
We hated the look of it.
Yeah, the color.
We ripped the whole thing out. I spent 3 weekends retiling it. And I did not do a great. I will just say, it's pretty good.
Sure.
If you just open the door and look at it, you're like, nice new tile floor.
How old is your son? 9 months?
9 months.
Okay, your 9 month old might love it.
He might trip over one of them though.
Okay, well, yeah, sure. It's probably not a super level.
Trip over it.
Well, one of them's a little higher because it's hard to do. I had so much respect for people that do floors after I did it. Point is, you weren't even someone I thought of. I want to make sure people think of that.
This is what we're here for.
Yes. Yeah. If there's a tile in the floor in the bathroom that you just go, I want to rip this out of the way it looks, take a few steps out. Is it in good quality? Reach out to Miracle Method instead. Yes. You can make it look like a whole new thing, like as if you had ripped it out and put it in.
Exactly right. Exactly. At least explore the option. It's a very viable alternative to ripping everything out.
Yeah.
Those were 3 weekends of my life I'm never going to get back. Yeah. You got something to say, my friend, Joel?
So once you've refinished it once, can you go in and refinish that same surface again, or does it have to be removed?
Yeah. No. So that answer is great because it depends. It depends on the surface. In a lot of cases, you can change the color again, and it's still not as much work.
Okay.
With bathtubs and things, when we're handling, we got to go to break.
I'm doing the David Hyde.
Tell you, before we go to break, I've got some friends in from Argentina that are coming back from the airport with my wife, so they're listening right now, so bienvenidas to the chicas from Buenos Aires. So thanks, John, for that opportunity.
No problem.
Hope you guys made it safely.
MiracleMethod.com, what's the number?
MiracleMethod.com/WGN and phone number 630-832-2250.